Hey everybody, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you have got to listen to The Grilling Guy.
Welcome back. It's The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, part of the Cumulus Broadcasting System. We're live, and we are about to get out in our backyard and get our grill on. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop, and good morning, Grilling World. Welcome to our show. We're a couple of crazy guys who like to hunt and fish and throw that stuff on the grill. We even buy our meat once in a while, but for the most part, we love to get out there in the woods and do some grilling and a little bit of hunting and fishing and maybe even have a beer once in a while.
Yeah, maybe even once in a while. You know, joining us in the studio today, we have one of our friends who, as you guys learn to listen to this show, you're going to find out that we like little tips and techniques that make your grilling experience just a little bit better than the guy next door so you can get that grill envy on. And joining us right now is Shasta from the Old World Olive Press. And Shasta has a company, we'll talk about that in a minute, but what she does for this show is unlike what anybody else does because she teaches us how to season and flavor food unlike anybody else we talk to. Shasta, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, you know what? We're doing fine. Shasta, what do you have with you today?
Well, I've got a bunch of samples for you. I've got an Herbes de Provence oil, a red apple vinegar, cherry vinegar, and a blood orange oil.
Well, good. We're going to talk about those. But right now on the line, we've got our Captain Bill Bale from Best Chance 2 Charters. Bill, you out there?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Hey, we're doing well. How are you?
Ahoy, matey.
Great.
What, do we have any hookups out on the water right now?
No, right now we got a little slack time. Fortunately, the fish have cooperated, and actually we've already got our limit, and we're headed back to the dock.
Wow, that's great. Tell us a little bit about Best Chance 2, and if somebody wants to go out and get steelhead, why you might be the bet.
Well, we've been in the business for over 30 years. Fishing is what we do. That is, as people ask on a daily basis, if we have a real job, fishing is our real job. So we take it very seriously, and I think our track record proves that. And right now we're primarily catching coho salmon and some steelhead. The best steelhead fishing is coming up in May, typically is one of our better months of the year for the steelhead.
Well, I want to be seeing you in May because I'm dying for some fresh steelhead off of the Lake Michigan. It's just one of the greatest fillets. I don't care if you're grilling it, deep frying it, baking it, making sashimi, whatever you want. That's just a wonderful cut of fish in my book.
Yep, there's no doubt about it. The lake run steelhead or rainbow trout or steelhead are one of the finest eating fish there is out there. The coho salmon, which we're catching now out of this cold water, are probably second only to the steelhead.
Wow, that's excellent. So how big is your boat, and how many guys can you get on there?
Our boat is 36-foot Tierra, and we can carry up to 6 passengers. That's the requirement by the Coast Guard licensing that we have. So it's 1 to 6 people. It's very comfortable. 4 or 5 is a typical group. So it's a big enough boat to handle that, and it handles the water well, so we don't have a lot of problems with rough water conditions as a rule.
Well, 36-foot is a good-sized boat, and Tierra is a phenomenal haul, so that's got to be a nice ride.
Yep, it's very comfortable, and we look at it as if we're spending 150-plus days a year on it, that we need to be comfortable, and it's also very comfortable for our clients.
Hey, Captain Bill, this is Jop. I got to know, how is it that if anybody wanted to jump on your boat and go for a ride? I got 2 questions. One is, how do they get a hold of you? And 2, is it an all-day deal or is it a half-a-day deal? Help me out there.
Well, we do 1 trip a day, a 7-hour trip, which we went to about 5 or 6 years ago. We used to run 2 trips a day, and it just wore us out to the point where we just didn't feel we were giving good quality service to our clients, so we cut back to 1 trip a day. Made us a little easier to get along with and gave us a life at home again. And to get a hold of us, you can call me at 616-292-6098, or you can go to our website at bestchance2too.com.
Yeah, you've got a beautiful website, and there's a picture of the boat on there, and I thought it was a Tierra, but wasn't sure. How do you, we're kind of talking about steelhead this morning, so how do you like to make your steelhead? What's your recipe?
My favorite recipe for steelhead is, believe it or not, cook it on the grill. one of my favorite ways.
Ah, yeah. There we go.
Is to flay it and leave the skin on, and then I marinate it for an hour and a half to 2 to 3 hours in a zesty Italian dressing, put it on the medium-hot grill, skin side down, and let it cook for about 3 to 4 minutes. Flip it over onto the skin. The skin will separate right off, and let it cook another couple minutes, and pull it off. Garnish it with a little bit of lemon, and stand back. It's time to eat. One thing I do think is important, though, that not to overcook it. That's a big issue a lot of people run into. If their fish is dry, it's probably overcooked. That's why I say it's 3 or 4 minutes on the first side and a couple minutes on the second, and we're in business.
Well, it's also one of those pieces of meat that is so safe at any temperature. I mean, you can literally eat it raw, so there's no point in trying to kill it. It's already dead.
Yep, that's a fact. The rarer it is, the better off you are.
Yeah, Captain Bill, you're out of Saugatuck, right?
That is correct. That's what we call our home port.
Yep, absolutely. But there it is, guys. You don't have to be a gourmet to put a good piece of salmon on the grill. Marinated it in Italian dressing and grilled it for 3 or 4 minutes on each side, and bam, you're ready to eat. Couldn't be any easier than that. How hot of a grill do you put that on, Bill?
I typically use a medium hot grill, not high, but I would say my temperature typically is around 260 to 280 degrees on my grill thermometer.
Great.
Excellent.
Well, hey, Bill, thanks for calling in today. We appreciate your time, and best of luck out there. We hope to get out and bend a rod with you a little bit later this season. But until then, take care and catch lots.
All right. Thank you, and I hope for sure that you mean you're coming out and fishing with us. We're looking forward to it.
Great. Thanks a lot, Bill.
You bet.
All right, that's Bill Bale from Best Chance 2 Charters. We met him at the Ultimate Sports Show. There's a guy that, I mean, that's a serious charter company, and if you're going to go out and get some good fish, don't waste your time with any of these hacks, because there's a lot of guys running double trips. And when he said 7-hour single trip, that's the guy you want.
Right.
He's not all ticked off because he's got to dump you as quick as he can and get back out there.
Yeah. Coming up next, we're going to be talking with our friend Shasta from the Old World Olive Press. She's going to throw down those oils and balsamics to help us put even a better recipe together on our salmon. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.